I know one of the guys I was talking to, he commented, he said, I know somebody that can modify it and bump the power up. I don't think they come standard that way. And I know Patrick has got his GRMS license. I think that's what it is. Then there's the FMRS or FRMS. I know that's really limited too. But I don't think the power is intended to go that high. But you know how people do. N4ZLK.
Center LTR. Yeah, they always did that on CBs and still do, I'm sure. But most of the CB traffic now, I'm told, and I'm no expert, is the truckers use it in the yards at a lot of places, and they'll tell them channel 19 or whatever it is. I had CBs back when I was in the 70s, I guess. And then it started getting so raunchy that I didn't want it around the kids, so I got rid of it, and a few years later become a ham. But, it was considerable wattage. I thought he said 50 or 60 watts or something like that. I don't know the specifics. But, it's nice to have something to communicate with, and it's not bothering anybody else. Those little ones, like I got, are, I think 5 watts or below. But they're also in the 440 band.
I think it's GMRS. Might have been Glenn. And I think when you get the license, it covers your whole family, too. I think that's what I've heard. N4ZLK.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Good evening, Glenn. And I have a hot soldering iron here, and I'm separating two bridge rectifiers, and I got to get off of here and take care of that. Just wanted to say good evening real quick to you, Shane, and you be safe out there. It's a crummy day out there for driving and visibility, I'm sure. N4ZLK in 0TR73.
Thanks for saying hello. I hope you guys have a good holiday. Merry Christmas to you. And the other station, go ahead. Is that Glenn? N4ZLK. 82BNG. FCC kind of fracked up with GMRS because GMRS has a bunch of channels that overlap with FRS. It's a group of channels at about 167 megahertz and 462 and about 467. And there's 22 channels, but 15 of them overlap with, let me see, well, how did this go? 7 of them overlap with GMRS, overlap with FRS. Now, you gotta be real careful, because FRS is allowed half a watt at the antenna, and it's to be a non-removable antenna. So if you get some of the GMRS radios and operate on FRS, technically you're not being legal. I think repeaters are allowed in some part of that band, because there are here and there a couple of GMRS repeaters. But yeah, I think it's $60 or $80 or something for a 10-year license, so it might be worth something.
Reading about that now, about how they overlap, and if you have the wrong radio and you're speaking on one of those overlapping frequencies, technically you can get in trouble, but that's kind of the way the government bureaucrats set things up, isn't it?
As long as they get paid their fee in 6CLX.
I was going to say, go ahead, other station. I'm just going to run into Dollar General real quick. I don't know how they... that's always the way the band plan evolves. Part of one band gets mixed with part of another band. You know, that's why the CB band has weird little holes in it. And it's got those one or two places where the channel ordering is backwards. So, you know, I guess things evolve out of existing radio services.
Still fighting for it. I think part of the 220 amateur band several years ago got lobbied by some of big lawyer for the company I work for. Apparently, they took over part of it for our when they went to the electronic board here for scanning packages and transmitting the data and all that. They got part of that band, I believe. N6CLX, N4ZLK. Go ahead.
Okay, N6CLX. Making my way home. Thought I put in my 2 cents, which is worth about half a cent nowadays.
Nation, 2 cents isn't worth 2 cents.
It takes a lot more now to make it worth that. And I think that's Mike, is that correct? We talked this morning, too.
Yep, that's correct. Happened to meet up on the way home, I guess. Just driving slowly, taking my time and talking on the radio. Not going to go anywhere fast on 85 this evening.
Okay.
Here's another one they fracked up. Because that was supposed to be, UPS wanted all or most of that band. And they lobbied Congress for years and years and years and years. And finally, that section from like 200 to 220 to 222 or something. I think the hams got left with that section. And the other section above that, so like 225, was given to UPS. And the funny thing is, after all these years, by the time UPS got control of it, and had it partitioned for commercial radio service, they no longer even really needed it anymore. They had moved on to some other radio system. And I don't know of any 220 repeaters. There might be one or two. So that became, I guess, the forgotten or abandoned band.
Here's 220. I know of one repeater I could talk on right now, but there supposedly are four there.
If they're active. You know, I got a lot of lists of repeaters that, you know, may or may not be active. It's repeater book says that they're there, but they're either, it doesn't sound like they're responding when you try to pick them, or there's nobody out there. Now, you mentioned earlier, or somebody mentioned earlier, about linking Mount Mitchell and, not Mount Mitchell, Mount Caesar's Head and the other one, the two WN4NYK repeaters. I think it would actually be useful to find someone with a 70-centimeter repeater and link to one of those. So now you got access on both bands. And maybe you even do a crossband thing, 440 and 2 meters. But, you know, I don't know who controls most of these other ones.
One of the 440 repeaters is linked with 14715, I believe, or one of the other repeaters up on Caesar's Head, because I hear sometimes a net is called and it's on both those frequencies at the same time. But anyway, guys, I'm still working. Mike, I'm not on the way home yet, and I need to jump off and swap this trailer out. So I might be back in a few minutes. Good to hear you both tonight. N4ZLK.
Yeah, I'm going to go and do something here as well. I'm in the parking lot, so that must mean I was about to do something. So you all take care, 73s.
Once you figure out what you're doing, have fun doing it. N6CLX, I'm monitoring.
Okay, I have food and I have cat food, so I guess I'm headed home. Too many crowds here now.
And that's the way. Yeah, there's another band that's all messed up nowadays. It's the, that 2 gigahertz. We've still got a little bit of that 2 gigahertz, but then all the rest of it is all the Wi-Fi, and it's so loaded up. Everything around my house is starting to not work because of, I don't know, too much stuff in the area. I'm really not sure.
Hertz Wi-Fi band I hear is no better because that's not too far away from some of the frequencies used by radar altimeters. So there was some complaints. The FAA was expressing concern about not so much Wi-Fi, but maybe 5G. the 5G. There's a 5G, 5 gigahertz Wi-Fi band, and there's a 5G, 5 gigahertz band, and there's radio altimeters, and there's other things. So, yeah, 2.4 is part of that. It's called the ISM band, Industrial Scientific Medical, and it's all unregulated, you know, pretty much unlicensed, low power, things like that, data telemetry, that sort of thing. So yeah, that's an RF soup, and there's no fixing that.
I don't know who's been doing it. It's not AT&T. I think it's Verizon. Someone's been installing 5G along Pelham Road. That's just up the hill from the house. And ever since they started that up a year ago, my home alarm has a problem connecting with all the wireless components. You know, some of it's wired, some of it's wireless. And some of the wireless stuff is having a hard time. I don't know what is going on, but there's something interfering.
That's probably not so, yeah, I think there's three or four, what is it, ISM, Industrial Scientific and Medical. It was designed for things like data, telemetry, cordless phones, burglar alarms, baby monitors, that sort of thing. And it's limited to, like, 100 milliwatts. But naturally, it's, you know, a total zoo. 2.4 gigahertz and 5.5 gigahertz. And, you know, then, of course, you've got Wi-Fi on those frequencies. You've got cellular data frequencies on those frequencies. So, it's not surprising everyone's starting to have problems.
Thing I saw this week, where I saw that, and it was a little article, basically, maybe it was on ARRL website. Basically, the FCC has come out and they're warning aircraft operators using their radar altimeters that they may not work when they fly around places that are inundated with 5G. You know, it's kind of interesting. The lives of all these people are on the line because someone wants to watch their cartoons.
And I'm sure, I mean, well, you know, I guess even with the guard bands around it, you know, I suppose it's possible. So what, we're going to hear about planes crashing because Netflix is on, people watching Netflix? That would be unfortunate.
This is the problem now. You know, they've made it into a money-making thing in these departments. I'm not complaining about spending $35 on my next license renewal, but it just seems like they're spending more time worried about making bucks than they are making sense.
Renewal fee now? When was that ever the case?
Oh, yeah, that's the latest thing now. It's a license. They now have started, I can think it's starting January 1st, license fee, $35. They started out by saying there was going to be over $100 for an amateur license.
My license expires, I think, in February, but it's probably not impermissible to renew it a month or two early. So maybe I should do that before the end of the year.
I don't quote me because I don't remember the date it's going in, but it's coming soon.
There are a lot of hams away because of the fee. I mean, it still is pretty much a 10-year license. So, gee, now I got to spend $3 or $4 a year instead of nothing per year. But I forget when my license expires. I want to say around, I got to look it up online, somewhere around February. So maybe I can renew it a month or two early.
I'm worried about the $35. I think mine renews in 22. Wait, next year's 22.
Might as well. If I got it around February 2012, so it would renew, like, soon. But, yeah, you know, if they want $35 for that, that's not such a big deal either.
to make enough money on, I don't know, whatever they make money on, spectrum auctions or whatever it is.
I knew it was 3 months ahead of time there. KJ4HYC.
Good, so in theory I could probably renew it now. This is like middle of December we're in, right? I could go online and do that now.
But now, they give you 3 months to, from the date it expires and everything. So yeah, you can renew it right now. KJ4HYC.
Do that, save the money. Because after the first of the year, you said, right? Is probably when they'll institute that. You know, again, not that it's a big deal.
If I remember correctly, it's the first of the year. But check on it when you get home. Let us know.
I'm just gonna sit in the driveway for a bit. I'm waiting for something to thaw out so I can cook it.
The radio.
This one. Maybe if I had the one with the amplifier or something. But let's see. This is 25 watts. Does this get hot? No, it doesn't even really get warm.
N6CLX for the ID.
CLX KD2BAG. Yeah, all right. I'll check on the license renewal if you can renew it a couple of months early. And anyway, I gotta go. I got groceries I want to put away and cats to feed. And yeah, I see six pairs of eyes looking at me. So let me go do that now. But we'll talk to you later, 73.
Take care of those cats before they find something else to eat. And 6CLX.
Is that LK mobile for a bit?
Just a bit. Just turn in the neighborhood. N6CLX.
Well, looks like you made it home. 85 must not have been too bad tonight.
Really pretty good. It, just everyone's driving slower. Typical. They can't drive safely on dry streets, so they all slow down for wet.
Because a lot of times they don't slow down when it gets wet, and it causes all kind of accidents. I used to go up on Pelham Road every day from Augusta, Malden Road. And boy, the traffic would just be backed up all the time.
The UPS yard over there off of Pelham has got to be in the worst place possible.
Division, which they keep us separate, not working the package. And they actually sold them to a Canadian company now. It's going to be TFI. I believe Transforce International, I think that's the name of it. But when they moved out there, it wasn't a bad place, but you're right, it's definitely an awful place to try to get a truck out of.
This is Transforce at work. I was wondering where those people came from. Now I know. I'm an insider. Where I work, it's just a mile from the main UPS package terminal over there in Spartanburg.
Howard Street. Heron Circle and Howard Street there, yep. I've been there many, many times.
Between Boylan Springs Road and Bryant Road off of Business 85, so far, too far away. What is that, 2 miles?
North of Heron Circle there where you work?
Yeah, just down Business 85.
Been down there a few times. I'm from the Greenville area, so I've done a few pickups for them in Spartanburg, but they had to give me some good directions. But I do know where UPS is up there.
Well, we know something in common. All right, Sean, well, I'm going to go. I'm sure the wife's inside wondering why I'm parked in the driveway, so I'm going to go pull in and start the weekend. This is N6CLX. I'll be clear on your final.
Good to talk to you. I'm glad you made it home safe. N6CLX, N4ZLK, 73.